He thanks thee best, who worships best, who prays where none may see, who humbly waits to hear thy voice, who has no God but thee. Last night, I got to thinking, when I couldn't go to sleep, of the way Thanksgiving served me in the days when joy was cheap. Of how we'd have a turkey, and of how I'd beg a taste, whenever they would open up the oven door to baste the bulging breast, and how then from the oven came a drift of tantalizing odor, such as only boys have sniffed. I got to thinking of it, for I couldn't go to sleep, of mince pies in the pantry, where I'd sidle in and peep, and jelly and plum butter and the peach preserves and cake. Then I got to thinking of how fine 'twould be to take a trip back to the old days when the dancing candle-like played pranks with all the shadows on the wall Thanksgiving night. The boys I used to play with, I could shut my eyes and see the whole troop of them waiting and a-waving hands to me, all freckled, ragged trousered, with their scarfs and mittens too. They made a splendid picture, but the picture wasn't true. For they've grown up, as I have, and strange paths have lured our feet, the paths that find tomorrow and that never, never meet. I wondered if they also were not lying half awake and thinking of the turkey and the jelly and the cake, and if they had their fancies of the lazy little street that leads beneath the maples where the topmost branches meet. And suddenly I heard them, heard the murmurs low and clear that told me they were with me and were very, very near. Ralph Waldo Emerson's We Thank Thee. For flowers that bloom about our feet, for tender grass so fresh, so sweet, for song of bird and hum of bee, for all things fair we hear or see, Father in heaven, we thank thee. For blue of stream and blue of sky, for pleasant shade of branches high, for fragrant air and cooling breeze, for beauty of the blooming trees, Father in heaven, we thank thee. Another poem of the same title by Mattie M. Renwick. For flowers so beautiful and sweet, for friends and clothes and food to eat, for precious hours, for work and play, we thank thee this Thanksgiving Day. For father's care and mother's love, for the blue sky and clouds above, for springtime and autumn gay, we thank thee this Thanksgiving Day. For all thy gifts so good and fair, bestowed so freely everywhere, give us grateful hearts, we pray, to thank thee this Thanksgiving Day. With steadfast and unwavering faith, with hard and patient toil, the pilgrims wrung their harvest from a strange and sterile soil. And when the leaves turned red and gold beneath the autumn sun, they knelt beside the scanty sheaves their laboring hands had won. And each grave elder, in his turn, had bowed with reverent head, gave thanks to mounteous heaven for the miracle of bread. And so was born Thanksgiving Day, that little dauntless band, beset by deadly perils in a wild and alien land, with hearts that held no fear of death, with stern, unbending wills, and faith as firmly founded as the grim New England hills. Though pitiful the yield that sprang from that unfruitful sod, remembered in their harvest time the goodly grace of God. God grant us grace to look on this, our glorious native land, as but another princely gift from His almighty hand. May we prove worthy of His trust and keep its every shore protected from the murderous hordes that bear the torch of war. And be the future bright or dark, God grant we never may forget the reverent spirit of that first Thanksgiving Day. On this Thanksgiving Eve, we have visited you with 1/2 hour of words and music called Smiling Through. We come your way each Wednesday evening at 9:60. The Arctic Piggly Wiggly Company extends a wish for a happy and bountiful Thanksgiving Day for you and yours. Gene Stevens at the organ and yours sincerely, Al Bramstead, bid you good night and best wishes.